Betty McCollum is a congresswoman from St. Paul, Minnesota. Many of her constituents use that bridge, and some might well have been traveling across it last evening. She joins us from here in Washington, D.C. this morning. Hello.
Good morning, Renee.
Congresswoman McCollum, what are you hearing from your district? Do you know if any of your constituents were in fact involved in this collapse?
Well, there's going to be searches recontinuing again, of course. We're all saddened and praying for the families of the victims and those who are in our emergency rooms around the Twin Cities area, but we are very concerned that there still are many missing.
What are you hearing about what is now a recovery effort this morning?
Well, it became very dangerous as they lost light for the first responders, especially those who are working in the water area with the debris and limited visibility to continue to be in and around the water, and that's why the rescue turned into recovery as night fell. The currents were starting to pick up in the river.
Well, the idea being that they have retrieved some bodies, but that presumably those who are missing, those still in the river, will probably be recovered.
That would appear the fact that they went to a recovery stage, but, you know, we all hold out hope.
Have you or your colleagues had any concerns about the safety of this bridge or other bridges in Minnesota?
It is a bridge that I drive on frequently, and I had no concerns about safety. But transportation in general has been a major issue since 2000 in the gubernatorial races, and particularly the Twin Cities area has just grown by leaps and bounds on both the East and West Metro. And as you know, that this bridge is a main artery in Minneapolis. It's a national highway, and it connects the Twin Cities primarily. And there had been concern, an inspection done in 2001, in which there were sightings of deck stress, poor fatigue starting to show up on the bridge. So we in the Twin Cities have been really struggling with what to do about the volume of traffic, what to do about transit, transportation. So in general, we've been having a lot of political discussions about what next for the Twin Cities in order to keep traffic moving safely, and this bridge will certainly highlight it.
How important is this bridge to the commute in the sense of what must they be going through today?
Oh, my gosh. This bridge is huge, huge to the commute. 150,000 cars could be on that bridge throughout the day. There'll have to be major traffic reroutes. I know there'll be a lot of traffic rerouted through the city of St. Paul and streets that aren't designed to handle this type of flow. So Minnesotans will, you know, come together and quietly figure out how to do this in the next day or two. But this is going to be something that's going to have to be dealt with for years until a new bridge is put up, how the alternative transportation routes will be set up and the impact that they're going to have on citizens just in their daily life is going to take a while to get adjusted to.
Betty McCollum is a congresswoman from St. Paul, Minnesota. Thanks very much.
Thank you.